And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
I want to go to it. I want to just like be there.
I do
it's
too
like
now.
Super chaotic. Chaotic. I want chaos.
But it's like nice. I mean, it's Canadian still. So I feel like I'm not going to be scared. Whereas I would be like in Boston. Oh, hello there. And welcome to the latest episode of What Did I Miss? I've been at a lake, so I probably missed a lot. But you know who hasn't? My friend, Julie Stewart Banks, who is also fresh off the COVID. I don't even know what we call it anymore. Health and protocols.
The Rona. What?
You had the
Fresh
you were
off
one
Rona.
Of the last.
Know,
like you put
you know,
it off for
I
a really long time.
You know what, Michelle? I'm more sad that I got it because I was carrying it as a badge of honor. I was like, well, I guess my immune system's just a cut above. Or ha ha ha! Look at all the places I've been. I went to Orlando 8 straight weeks. Went to the Olympics in Japan. I went to basically Florida for 500 times and never got it. Boyfriend had it. All my friends had it. I was like, I guess I just have something else in me that protect some other worse thing that protects me from COVID. And then it was like covering Leafs Bolts round one of the NHL playoffs. And which, by the way, I worked so hard to make sure I didn't get COVID beforehand.
I know.
It was my birthday and I canceled my birthday plans because I was like, I'm not getting COVID to ruin this like one opportunity. Then when I was at the rink in Toronto, like I was the only one. You have to wear masks around players. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
But yes. I was like, I was like masked. I was like away from people. Like everyone's in scrums, right? Because they protect the players, but there's still like media like crawling all over each other. And I was like, no, because you have to test in to get into the United States. Surprisingly, that's the biggest surprise. I think everyone would think you have to test to get into the U.S., not into Canada. So I was like, I don't want this to ruin my opportunities on games 3 and 4. And then I the signs were there. I was like, oh man, I'm pretty gassed. Like, I think I need a Pedialyte. Like, I'm just going to like go to bed early. Like, no, you had COVID, you idiot. And I luckily, because I'm such an obsessive mask wearer and follower of the rules that I protect. The NHL said they were very happy and I protected a lot of people. But I remember thinking, like, after morning skate for game 5, I was like, I'm going to go get some chloraseptic. Like, my throat hurts. And I was like, maybe you might have COVID. And then this was the kicker, Michelle. Game 5 was in Toronto. ESPN had it. I was, like, not – we were just there to, like, watch it.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, maybe I could just watch it from my hotel room and, like, not go to the game. And I was like – it's a fucking playoff game in your city. I was like, you got COVID.
Yeah, that's it.
You got it.
Something's wrong. It's the beginning of it. It's for sure.
So I took the test and it was like, boom, red lines were just like.
Oh, it's such a like, it's almost like, okay, now I know what it is. I'm going to just deal with it. I'm going to sleep a bunch. And you were in, I hope you were in a nice hotel. Like that would suck to be stuck in it.
I had been upgraded to a King Deluxe by like, because I've stayed in this hotel like 500 times this month for whatever reason. My friend got married there, then I was back and whatever. And they called me, the hotel called me and they're like, hey, so we heard you're extending your stay. So we're going to have to move you to like a different room. And I was like, do you know why I'm staying? They're like, no. I'm like, I tested positive for COVID. They're like, do not leave your room. You're not leaving the King Deluxe. I was like, okay, I'll stay in this King Deluxe.
Note to self, going to be using that at least 20 years from now still. I'm like, do you know why I need to be staying in this room?
Yeah, I need to be staying in this like junior penthouse suite because I have COVID.
I want to ask that one thing because I was watching, like as I'm watching the NBA games, obviously, I'm noticing sort of a pattern of some masks, some not. It's so much so that I had almost forgotten about masks. And then I started seeing more and more. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. But you're saying you have to wear them. So how does it work?
Yes.
Who has to wear what?
Yeah. So it's like if you're around the players or in and around like the hallways or anytime there's a press conference too, masks go on. Like even in Toronto, it would be like before Sheldon Keefe or like anyone. Tampa, not as much. I mean, not surprising. But like in Toronto, like the PR person would come in and be like, basically like the teacher, like, okay, everybody masks on before That's any funny. Of the players came in.
Okay. Are the players wearing like, them?
Mine was already, no.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So everyone was kind of like, where me? But whatever. I don't care. They're the players. They can do, yeah. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
I just didn't know who had to wear what.
I know. And so I had, mine was like glued to my face. Like people didn't even know what I looked like anymore. They were just like, that's Bane, I guess, over there, who just doesn't take their mask
There's
off.
There's that lady and that no one knows.
I love masks, but that's a different story. But then when you interview the players, like you have to wear them. And so I remember people being like, why are you wearing a mask? And I can't, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I got COVID. So now Austin Matthews, because I wore a mask and he also didn't get test positive, and Victor Hedman and Steven Stamkos and Corey Perry and Morgan Riley and all your fucking favorite players are now not in COVID protocol because I wore a goddamn mask.
Yeah.
Would you rather them not play? Like, I also don't know if like, I mean, my masks are great, but like, I don't know if that like saved the world.
Yeah, but you've been good about it. You've been one of the best people I know personally that's been like super good about it. By the way, I also just don't understand people who cares if you want to wear it. I don't care if 27 years from now you still want to wear one. Who cares? Like, why does it bother anybody else? But it's, also, you're a hero. So, I mean, I hope they realize that. Can we just...
I would call it a little bit of anxiety, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're healthy. I'm glad you're back with us.
Yeah,
I'm glad
thanks.
It was all. I'm glad it was early. Well, I mean, it just does.
No, Michelle, so, it ruined my life. I missed out on doing like my dream job. Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah,
you've had like, a hell of a year already. It's just going to get better.
No, Michelle, I got two games and maybe it was for the best. Like maybe, you know, the.
Maybe
the
you were destined to screw it up. I think it's time. I think it's time that we, basically I stopped talking about NBA at all because you're here for hockey time. Okay. Talk to me. The Battle of Alberta. I'm going to show you what little or how much I know. You might be surprised. You might not be surprised at all. What is it?
Oh gosh.
Talk to me about this battle.
I don't know if you saw the first game, but all you need to know, Beetle, is that the score ended 6-9. Okay. Game one, which is just chef's kiss on a perfect rivalry.
That's
yes,
so many goals.
Wow. And it was okay. So it's basically like if you are going to a family dinner and you have it's like Thanksgiving, and then your cousins from like out of town come and you like don't like them, like maybe they're like anti-vax or something, and you're like not, but actually probably in Alberta you all are. And you just like hate one another, right? This is like this rivalry. This is all these people have other than their CFL teams. And let's be honest.
Yes. That,
well, that's great for them. But like I lived out in Regina, Saskatchewan, which is above North Dakota. And I love
Regina.
Saying Regina to Americans.
Yeah. Is it near Moose Jaw at all?
Yeah,
is it?
Michelle, yeah, you got it.
Okay. That's the home of Ryan Anderson, former Austin Ice Bat.
Wow.
No big deal. Just throwing out just, some knowledge.
Hey, what's up?
Let's talk about people from Moose Jaw on this show.
I just love saying it.
Then Alberta,
battle,
I mean,
okay.
It's like these teams, they you grow up in one of these cities and like you just hate the other one, right? And so they battle one another. It
gotcha.
Was like game one was a literal banana sandwich. Like the Flames scored three goals so quickly. They scored two goals within 57 seconds or 52 Damn. Seconds, which is like the first time that's ever fastest scoring in history. And then it was like change goalies. And then Edmonton scores like a whole bunch of goals. And at one point they were tied 6-6. And then it ended up 9-6. And it was just like,
that
was like the Patriots-Rams, whatever, Super Bowl.
That's
which
insane.
Which is actually like.
Do you think a lot of beer was consumed
yes.
during this
yeah.
game?
And
or
you know
no?
what also is great about these cities is the 50-50 draws. I don't know if you ever see that in a lot of American cities, but.
Baseball does it a lot.
The lottos.
I love it.
50-50s. 50-50s
Mama likes to gamble.
Are super underrated. So it will go up to like, I got to check what last night's was. It'll go up to like $6 million. And you'll just be sitting there and you buy like a 50-50 ticket and you walk home with $3 million. Like people win these.
Yes. Oh, that's a whole different
world.
So when
I covered the Anaheim Ducks and we would go to Canadian cities, it would be like, who's got the 50-50s covered? Like everyone in the broadcast was like, we got to get our 50-50s.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, a Battle of Alberta is...
Yeah, because usually it's like 10 grand.
This is like life-changing money.
Who's going to win that,
by the
way?
They'll just call out the numbers and you're like, yeah, that's I won this. Yeah. But it's like kind of like college towns in a way. It would be like... Maybe a not like a Bama Auburn, but places where like this is their bread and butter, and that no this one else around really would care. But like to them, this is like, I mean, Canada likes it because it's Canadian. So,
I respect that.
I want to go to it. I want to just like be there.
I do
it's
too
like,
now.
It's super chaotic. I want chaos.
But it's like nice. I mean, it's Canadian still, so I feel like I'm not going to be scared. Whereas I would be like,
I don't
in
know.
Boston.
That's where like the Freedom Convoy kind of like originated from, to really get into politics with a sports podcast.
Okay, so maybe
podcast,
not.
You know,
yeah, let me ask you this:
if you,
I put money on Edmonton Oilers in November because I was in Vegas and I just randomly put money on basketball and hockey playoffs. Do I have a shot at all of winning some random?
I mean, any team that Connor McDavid's on, I would put money on there. And
okay,
the fact that they like
that.
Came back after being down and they scored six goals and lost, like
six goals.
Just try not to allow nine and like be pretty decent. I could see them. I mean, man, all the series are so different and weird and they all have their own identity, but I would love to see Edmonton like New York in a final or like Tampa going for a third, but I'd love to see Edmonton, New York, because it's like just two fan bases that are just like, psh, so intense on one another, and it would be very different. Like I look at cities I would want to go to for the Stanley Cup, like probably I already live in New York, like I don't need to go to Edmonton ever again, but like I think that would be a great matchup. So I think you did a good job. I put money on the Rangers to win.
Okay,
but after last night I'm like,
I don't know,
not really so sure about that.
You don't know. Can I ask you a question about your hometown team, Toronto?
Okay.
I don't understand. Like, is that an actual curse to not win a playoff series for that many? How many years is it exactly? Like almost
18.
Two decades. I was gonna say. That's a curse, right? Like we are now entering sort of Chicago
the
Cubs.
Thing is, well, they haven't won a cup since 67. So we're
so
past
definitely
the
cursed.
Cubs. Yeah. So,
but like
cursed,
not even a playoff series.
Okay, but I want to have this disclaimer of like every series has been so different. Like this one, and you know,
18.
I'll be the first one to
go on. I'm sorry.
All of the series have been very different in the 18 years, including many of those years where they weren't in the playoffs.
That counts.
But the losses to like Boston, which literally haunt me like forever and ever and always. And then last year to Montreal, like also will haunt me forever. But this year was different because they were playing the Stanley, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions.
Okay,
who
fine.
Are very, very, very good. And like they were there with them the entire way. So many penalties. My God. The first couple games, it was just like, oh, there's just like, there was no flow to any of the games. So it was so hard to get into it. But then like one bounce here or there and they could have won the series. And then everything's like completely different. But it's just because... No one in Toronto can just look at this series for what it was, where it was like, wow, you went toe-to-toe with the defending Stanley Cup champs. It's like, oh, blow it up. We got to change the name of the team, send them out to Nowheresville and fire everybody. And it's like, no, like, is that going to help? I don't think so, because you got pretty far. And like, these guys are very, very good. They're just, I just think I would stay the course. Like, I'm like... And, you know, and I cried last year when they lost, and I've cried every year, like grown woman tears
are
really sad.
I've been there.
Grown woman tears are real sad.
Because you realize what you're crying about. It's silly.
Yeah. And also brings your whole life into perspective where you're like, wow, this is just, I just feel bad for like fans that have been waiting for so long and then they put so much of their personal happiness into it. And you're like, this really sucks. And I will say like, cause I covered that series for TNT. And I was like, I was like, why are you guys putting me on this series? You know, I'm from Toronto. Like
I love that
TikToks
though.
About all this. And they were like, well, you know, the pulse of the city, you know, I was like, wow, that's like such a cool way to look at it. So, but then in saying that, like, I couldn't do my normal bullshit of like, making Leafs TikToks and like doing all this weird stuff. Right. I had to be like
professional.
Professionalism. Yeah. And so I actually wish I had been working game seven because I was supposed to, but I had the Rona. Because then it would have been so much easier to process because then you're just like, this is a game, right? Because I have to think of it as a game. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in a hotel room locked up in isolation, watching them lose a game seven. And I just was like, I was just like, this fucking sucks.
That does suck. Like, there's no real way around it. Yeah. No, I get it. Well, you're being rational about how you don't want to blow everything up, whereas everybody else isn't. But it is hard as an outsider looking in. All you see is 18 years that's just a daunting number.
18 years.
To be a team that like the world knows, right? Yeah. Like it's not like some rando team.
There were a lot of bad years there where it was like, okay, you know, some really bad contracts. Like,
yeah, it makes sense.
I heard back in the day, it was like they signed Jeff Finger thinking he was John Michael Lyles. I'm like, how does that even happen?
Like, I'm sorry, like literally thought he was someone else or just thought he played like someone else?
They thought they were signing someone else. I was like, that's my fan base. That's my awesome team, baby. You thought you were signing, but now it's like you do have a lot of good players. But what I hate are like the financy bros, the bros that think they know everything. They're my friends. They message me and will be like, it starts from ownership and they've got to blow it up and all they care about is money and not cups. Well, like, they're going to make money regardless. It's Toronto.
Right.
And then they'll be like, this guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. And I just like actually just stop responding to these dudes that I know because I'm like, just go fuck yourselves. Like, I'm not engaging in this because no matter what I say, and if I'm like, hey, I'm here, I'm like covering it, I'm a sports journalist, I think you're wrong. Okay. And they'll be like, you don't know anything. And it's like, I'm not getting into it. So
it's like you started this conversation, bros. Chad. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Rangers, I do have friends that are Rangers fans, and I can feel their emotions from day to day. Is that, other than the Battle of Alberta, do you like that series? Is that an exciting series to get into? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a new hockey person, should I be watching that or no?
Game one was like, okay, think of it as you have, like, the boomers versus Gen Z. And okay. Gen Z's like, we're wearing flares, and boomers are like, yo, we fucking invented flares. Like,
got it.
You can't just come along here. So Carolina is very much like the new guard of like, we're fun, we're flashy, we have like the whatever, the storm surge, and we're a hockey town. Oh. And then Rangers are like, yo, no, we're a fucking hockey town. Yeah, like, this is like original six bullshit. You know, we want it. And so you kind of have this like weird dichotomy, but this is, Carolina's really, really good. They pressure, forecheck, they just smother you. And the Rangers in the first game were really, really good at dealing with that for two periods. And then it was like, they kind of just decided, we're just going to defend. And then Carolina was like, boom. And so that, a series, my boyfriend is a big Rangers fan, pretty tough to be around him right now.
Because I'm sure.
He's like, yeah, we have tickets to game three, and I'm like debating just like getting someone else to go with him because I'm like, I don't know if I can like sit beside this person.
not gonna be that fun.
unless it's gonna be a blowout for the Rangers.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it so could I be would, amazing.
Yeah.
Don't blow that. Don't not go.
Yeah, no, it could. They gotta get one. But that takes a lot of life out of you. It's like, would you rather a blowout loss or would you rather a tight loss where you almost won? I would rather blowout loss.
God, I don't know. No, because blowout loss is like, well, for example, NBA playoffs this week, the last two nights, they've been not very fun games to watch, like to the point where I changed the channel. I didn't even finish two. You're telling me I'm not going to finish two conference games? Like, nah, normally that's not the case. But when they're blowouts, it's just, bleh. And I get it. Like, if your team's in it, but at least if you're in it till the last, I mean, it's heartbreaking regardless, but I'd rather be in it till the last second. It sucks either way. But then
doesn't it take so much out of you?
Yeah, but
like, you're so close, and then you're like, oh my God, we were so close, and we like didn't get it done. We're like, oh my God, we almost won, and it just got taken away.
No, it's because like, I think it's worse to get your ass handed to you, because then you're just like, what have I even been cheering for all season? Like, who is this team? And then you're just confused about what am I looking at? I don't even know who I'm rooting for.
What is this? What am I doing with my life?
Because like, that's what I feel like teams do. Like, you know, you're looking at, if you're a Mavericks fan this morning, you're like, the hell was that? Like, what is that? So I think I'd rather
you and I are living in completely different universes, because
I know
I haven't watched one lick of basketball since the Raptors were out.
Oh God, that was a while ago.
Time ago.
Yeah, that was a minute. You've been gone a minute. And same here. And I've watched no hockey. I'll watch hockey. I'll watch the end of it. That's usually what
you
I end
and
up
I.
Doing.
Yeah, I'll watch the end of it. You
okay, and we'll I watch, are, we'll, are like we'll watch each
on
other's
two
finals.
Two separate paths, and then we'll be like, oh, and this is what happened. Like when you're like. Yeah, what, you know, what happened in this and this? I'm like, no, you tell me what happened in that. Right?
I will. No, we're going to keep each other apprised of either. By the way, so you yes, are sure. You sticking with your Edmonton and New York? Like, those are the best two cities that you'd like to see in the final? Is that your, that's the
I'm
thing.
Thinking based
on
party
based
cities.
On cities. Okay, so that's, we're doing that.
Edmonton? So in the West, you tell me in the West, we've got Edmonton, Calgary, St. Louis, and Colorado. That's in the West. And then the East, okay. We got Tampa, Florida, Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, that's crazy. Two of them. Jeez.
New York and Carolina.
Oof.
I can count. I have fingers.
I mean, look, if I was living in Texas as I am and I had to go cover a finals, I think I would like a New York. I mean, I like Denver. Denver's nice.
Denver's good.
Right? I don't want to go to St. Louis. No offense, St. Louis, but you're really humid.
No.
And I've never been to Edmonton. So maybe I do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I do that. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. I'm glad America now knows
which cities. Edmonton and Calgary can be a time. They can be a time for sure. But
just knock it off the list.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Okay.
Oh, your dollar can go further there, let me tell you.
That seems unlikely considering the dollar's garbage. But yeah, no, I like... I'll take your word for it.
Canadian dollar's worse. Yeah.
How can this pair out? All right. So we got it. Okay. I might win money. You might win money. We might all win money.
Nah,
and then you and I
are
going to do, I'll do cliff notes for you as we enter the NBA finals. And then you hand me some cliff notes. And then we're going to be back on top.
Okay. And I'm going to bet in the NBA finals too.
Okay. Yeah. No, do it. I have Golden State and Boston. So I might win something.
Oh.
Who the hell knows?
Then, yeah. You're
I also
good.
Might not win anything. Okay, we're taking a break because I know Probably Paige. Won't. I know Paige is just sitting there going like this because she wants to share crap with us. And she's got to redeem herself from the other day. So we'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Welcome back. We are now joined by Paige, podcast extraordinaire. She is our boss and she is also in charge of what else we missed. Did we miss anything really though? Did we?
You did.
I mean, she's
you did, and
okay, fine.
Well, yeah, you guys just talked about how Julia's got the hockey and Beads has the NBA. So I have
got the hoops.
Whatever else is rest. The rest. Okay, so
that's fair.
Wayne Gretzky jersey from the 88 Stanley Cup. By the way, these are all Canada or Canada adjacent items. I did my best, Julie. Some of them are stretched, but I'll tell you why. So obviously Wayne Gretzky, the great one, etc. His jersey from the 88 Stanley Cup sold for $400,000 in an auction.
God bless America.
Which athlete would you pay that amount of money for? Let's just say you had that lying around and ready to
for a jersey
spend it on.
Or for the athlete himself.
For a jersey,
or the actual human.
Yeah, that's a different podcast.
Like, what does this entail? You know.
Jersey.
Yeah, like
we're not human trafficking.
We're not. Okay, so we're not human. Oh, well, then that changes my answer. Okay, so we're just, let's do it this way. I have to spend, because otherwise I'm like, I'm not an asshole. I'm not spending any of that.
You have been
okay.
gifted $400,000.
I have to do it.
From your rich uncle you never knew about, who specifically requires you to spend it on an athlete's jersey.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay, okay. Yep. All right, Julie, what do you got? That's tough. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the obvious answer for me is Michael Jordan, but that's too easy. So I think it's got to be somebody else.
I would, okay, so like if you get $400,000, like I want like a game worn, like not signed because that looks stupid. Maybe not game worn. I don't know. I want like a really, really impressive Doug Gilmore jersey. Like I want Doug Gilmore jersey, LA Kings series, like worn wraparound. I want it. Because the thing is, it's like, I love spending money. I will go on right now and buy like a jersey. And so that's why I'm like, it needs to have something. No, I won't go on and buy a jersey, but I'm going to go on and buy a phone case right after this.
So, okay, like, I was going to say, like, I like to spend money, but not on a jersey. No,
I'm not buying a jersey.
No. I have a Maurice Rocket Richard hockey stick signed. Is that worth anything?
See, that's cool. Yeah.
There
I
you
got
go. Boom.
Suck it,
Paige.
Sticks.
Oh, he's right the hottest there. One, right? He's the prettiest boy ever. Yeah. Linda
Henrik
Cohn and I used to talk about that.
To yeah. my boyfriend for his birthday.
Oh, it is right there. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's right. A good gift. That's yeah. a great gift, actually. See, we've done well. I didn't
all
really spend.
Gifts have gone downhill from there.
Yeah,
I
think.
Know, Paige, would you spend $400,000
right?
on a jersey?
Absolutely not. But again, hypothetical.
You have to.
Have
okay,
to
fine,
it.
Paige. You have
I'm
to.
Going,
who are you getting?
I'm going like, I was also going to say Jordan, but I want like the game worn from an iconic shot. Like I need something that has like the moment attached
okay, yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's got, oh, exactly. No, it has to be something. It can't just
okay,
be like, oh, I wore this.
Kawhi's shot.
Oh, that's a good
Philly.
One. That's a good
boom,
one.
Boom.
With as a San Antonio look. Spurs fan, I obviously would never buy a Kawhi jersey, but I totally understand why you would.
I forgot.
You could, well, but again, I mean, you have this
for life.
Money. You could buy it to then
and
like
set it on
destroy
fire.
It. Yeah, that yeah. sounds like you.
You buy
actually.
It and then
that's
resell
gonna,
it for more.
And that looked like a genius then. She
that's
spent
right.
a half billion on that
that's
and then burned
right.
it. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Actually, that, isn't that how YouTubers get famous? They just do stupid
yeah.
shit like that all day. Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yep.
Okay, what else you got?
Okay, this one's a stretch, so stick with me. How this is related to Canada is that the Canadian women's soccer team won the Olympic gold medal, which I would say typically is something that the U.S. team wins, which ties into this story because yesterday it was announced that U.S. soccer has finally agreed for equal pay for the men's and women's U.S. teams, including the equalization
yeah.
of World Cup prize money.
Yeah.
Just it's, a quick...
Yeah. Finally, that's great. I feel like I get these notifications every like 2 months of like they've agreed that they're gonna pay the same.
Oh,
and then it's like
there must
okay,
have been some puppy kicking agreed. Going on behind closed doors.
Men are mad.
Oh yeah. I'm so I love those women because they're like when I covered them sometimes back in my soccer days, I they were just like these demigods like walking around.
Oh,
I was like, oh my god, these
love
they're
it.
Like the coolest. Like, they're just, like, so cool. I remember Megan Rapinoe, like, and Ashlyn Harris, like, talking to me and in around me. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know how to talk to you. Like, you guys are the cool girls. That's
they're
cool.
They're so cool.
Yeah. And the fact that all of them went to bat and did this. And it's, like,
they
so
had to.
Odd to be doing this against your own federation.
And yet completely like, predictable. Yeah.
I did for Halloween. I dressed up as Megan Rapinoe 2 years ago and I did the like whatever her thing that Trump like hated.
Oh, yeah.
And at the World Cup. And I said for Halloween, I'm going as underpaid. And it landed really well, but not with U.S. soccer. Let's just say we have not spoken since that post. I was
I
like.
Mean.
Well, maybe
I mean,
this
I'm
is
correct.
Your history back.
This is exactly. Sometimes the truth hurts more than it should.
Sometimes the truth
but
hurts.
But yeah, never has there been an easier argument. Like there has never in the history of gender equality been an easier win, as far as I'm concerned. Like there was no argument
agreed.
To not do this. You want to have the argument in college and everywhere? Fine, I'll entertain that because of the different dynamics. But this one, no. Never.
Yeah, this one's pretty black and white, literally.
Yeah. That one was easy. If anything, she's going to raise over. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to go too far.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Like, cool.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I'd watch women's. I haven't watched men's.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to watch. Paige, what else?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to get bitchy. I'm so sorry.
The Men's World Cup is this year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and guess what? Tips. Canada is going to it first time in my lifetime.
Oh, see, that'll be fun.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep. It's been 36 years.
Damn.
And they look pretty good.
There you go. There's your Canadian soccer hot tip.
They look pretty good. And that's either going to go real well for them or they're just going to be like completely have no idea how to
just happy to be there. Just happy to be there, Jules.
Why not both?
Just
happy to be there. Why not both?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could work well.
Okay. This one's more obviously Canada related. Canada related because it's hockey. So truly, I'm going to need a little bit of help here. But from what I can gather, our guy, Braden Schenn, took a penalty late in the third period, sat down in the penalty box, and then from all everything that I've seen, had just beat the shit out of the camera. Has that ever happened before?
Yes. That's happened before.
It seems like they could maybe anticipate that someone's going to be angry in the penalty box.
If you like go online, I feel like there's like highlight reels of just like players like destroying the penalty box camera.
Damn.
Slash also, you have to also see Ty Domi go in basically like rip down like the glass and like beat a guy essentially.
Oh my God.
I forget.
Classic
Ty
Domi. Squirting
water at him.
Oh, well, yeah,
classic,
he deserves
classic
that.
Ty Domi.
That's classic Ty. It really is.
Just some guy yelling and chirping at him, so he's I'm really bad at explaining stuff. Like drunk, I am drunk history like every day.
I like
trying
it.
To explain.
Great show.
My psychiatrist is a big Harry Potter fan, and I was like trying to explain a scene in Harry Potter to him because that's what you talk about with your psychiatrist.
I was gonna say I don't know if I want my psychiatrist to do that. Okay, go on.
I could see him like almost like he was like mad that like I wasn't explaining it properly. Like he knew because I was like, oh yeah, when Harry's like you know. Has to get the Dementor, but it's like he's going back in time and he's going forward. And then he's like, oh, he thought it was his dad. And then, but it was actually him. And I could see him just being like, oh my God, Julie, like you fucked this up so bad.
Exactly. You're going to give him, he's going to be a therapist. Poor, okay, wait.
He's like,
what happens to the camera, by the way? Like, do we just, that's
that
it?
That was my question. Is
they're
it
just dead cameras?
And then do they, is it like an additional fine? Because
somebody have to pay for it or?
Equipment?
Yeah, they might. I think it might just be like part of the biz, like
the show.
Yeah, it's just part of the wear and tear of the game. It's like, okay, you know, you're in the line of fire. But yeah, I'm sure that the Braden Schenn or the NHL will pay for that camera.
I feel like they could again anticipate that
box it.
These guys are gonna be like a little testy in the box and
yeah
I find know, I agree. It weird them having the camera in there, but you can get some great stuff like back when like the Vancouver Canucks fans they were all dressed like the green men that were like just trying to annoy the Kings.
I was gonna
stuff.
Say
like,
Paige it's not
stuff in there.
I think for how many times they destroy a camera, it's probably worth the other times that you get stuff.
Yeah.
And you know
I'm
what?
Pro
see
camera,
when they're out.
But like can you put like a shark cage over it or something?
Yeah, right. You can box it or cage it a little bit. I mean, that would hurt his
I feel
hands,
like that draws more attention to it because normally they would just not see it. But then as soon as they see it, they're like, you know?
Like a dog.
Right. Totally NHL exactly. Media, get back to us on that.
Okay. Yeah, somebody reach out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip one and go to my last. I know we're a little crunched for time here.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Once again, tough to make this Canada, but I'm going to do it.
Okay, I'll help you.
All right. This is about Spencer Dinwiddie, and you might be like, what does he have to do with Canada? He's not Canadian, and this is what I would offer you. last year, on the trade deadline, the Raptors were interested in him. So there's your tie-in. But that's not what this is about.
That counts.
What it's about is that his original – I know, we can talk about that. But
one, actually.
His original contract with the Wizards, which has now carried him on – had some really interesting clauses in there. He gets $1.5 million if he plays in more than 50 games. He gets just over $500,000 if the team makes the Eastern Conference Finals, $400K if they make the NBA Finals, $100K if they make the second round. But the most interesting thing is that he gets $1 bonus if the team wins the title. So now that he's on the Mavs, if they win, he gets $1. What should he spend his $1 on?
Ooh. That is, what the hell do you
say? But how does that even begin in the first place?
Because like contracts win, are so bizarre. Wait, so is that the only thing they care? Huh? Yeah, it's like some agent was just having a fun time.
He was on the Wizards. They haven't played in May in years.
And forever.
Probably honestly, go get yourself like a cream soda out of a, a vending.
In today's economy?
I buy a lotto ticket. I buy one lotto ticket. Yeah, you're not getting shit for a dollar other than a scratcher or a lotto ticket. Yeah, actually, those are $2. No, I got to get $1 scratcher. That's it. Yep. That's all I can get.
Okay, yeah. But go back to lotto. Or
I could turn that into millions.
Yeah, you're right. Or so you could just place that $1 on some other kind of bet that would could make some actual money.
I could put
you're
a dollar down.
Lotto gal.
I love lotto so much. I've already played this morning. Don't worry. I know you guys were going to ask. Or you go to a blackjack table, you put a dollar down. Let it ride.
That's also true.
Can turn
Michelle,
that into
have
something.
You seen these people on TikTok that go buy all these like stacks and stacks and stacks of scratch and sniff, not sniff, whatever, scratch offs, scratch cards,
scratch and sniff,
scratch offs. And then what?
And then they go and they go. They said, "Oh, we spent $350 on all of these. Let's see how much money we made." And I'm like, and then they'll be like, "Click."
That's my life.
Click, next video.
I do that all the time.
And I was like, "This is like I want to see how much money they're gonna make off of this spending $350, right?" What a great idea. You just go
that's
buy.
That's what I do in my own life. I just don't record it. Why can't I do that literally once a week? I spend like $300 and then I'm like, yeah, but that's just so
record
weird.
It.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Thank you, Julie.
You don't want to see me scratching.
The whole reason like, we secretly had Julie on is not hockey, but to help me convince Beetle to get on TikTok. Welcome to the team, Julie. Jerome and I have been talking about this for months.
I'm going on the TikTokers.
You got to get on TikTok. Once you get on, you're going to be,
I do so many mundane things.
My friend.
I mean, I know, and that's probably why I've avoided it, because I know that. I know it will get me, and I don't want to be gotten.
No, but it's so great.
We'll get you there.
China has all our biometrics because of it.
Exactly.
So that's my
and guess who they don't
me.
Have? This guy. They don't have me.
Yeah.
I'm still flying under the radar.
I'll put you on TikTok. I'll be like, this is Michelle in my
TikTok. Damn it. They got me anyways. Yeah. I tried to avoid the whole thing.
They have full all of us. Like,
yeah.
My
yeah.
brother who works at Meta said that TikTok has all our biometrics if you're on there. If you've ever put your, they know you. They have a
good job, guys.
In their system.
I've been telling my friends that. Stop doing that. Stop giving the world everything. But hey. Y'all just do you. I'm going to be living
they
off the grid
have
here
all
real
our
soon.
Shit anyway.
I know.
Seems
Who
like
are we
a
kidding?
Good time to take a break.
All right, fine. Let's take a break so Paige can eliminate her TikTok. No, she's scared. Don't be scared.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we're coming back to wrap it up. Here we go. We are back. Paige promised us she had us a whopper and a doozy for our brains to wrap this bad boy up.
Yes, I do. So we got another Would You Rather. I had just had a lot of fun last week researching them, so I just keep tabbing them as I see them. Okay.
Thank you.
I thought this one was pretty difficult. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life at random intervals?
Okay.
For like a minimum of like an hour. Or
each time it's an hour.
Constantly feel like you have to sneeze.
Oh. But never actually sneeze? Oh, that's tough.
That's right.
Oh, that's tough. Wow.
So hiccups for an hour at a time, randomly.
Well, sneezes are like basically orgasms, right?
So I mean, that's why I love sneezes, I think. But that's but you don't get to sneeze. It's just the built the and then it's gone.
You got blue balls basically. So
yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if that's a good one.
Facial
yeah, blue. That's right.
I don't mind hiccups, but, to be honest with you. They're funny. Yeah, they're funny to me. That's funny.
Yeah, I've got to go hiccups. I think I do too. I don't think I can walk around feeling like that.
Not satisfied.
Like a dude would be all day, every day.
Most dudes.
You have hiccups every incels. Day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but like, I don't mind them. You just turn it into something. You're like, hey, there's the hiccup girl. And then you make it a party thing. I don't know, because there's no way I'm doing the other
one.
Yeah,
make it a party thing. Yeah.
Make it, ever the performers.
Other than being like all the time, like,
damn it.
Or if you got used to it and you just were always in this like kind of state
that's the other thing.
Whatever.
The almost like
your
sneeze
eyes would be
face.
Watering all the time.
Yeah, everything. It would just be a hot ass mess. Plus you're like makeup. You know, and, yeah. No, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
I hate that feeling when you're almost about to sneeze and it's like, who's coming? And then it just goes back and you're like,
it's
no,
so
it's
unsatisfying.
Gone.
Exactly. Because you're like, hold on. Hiccups. Easy. That one's easy. Done.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it? You got us?
That's it. That's the one.
I want you to mark those forever because I love Would You Rathers.
They're so fun.
Julie, where can anybody find you?
Would You Rathers are so great.
They're my, I spend hours doing this.
I don't even know, guys. You can find me on TikTok at JSB. Yeah, you know me. And Instagram, Julie SB _. Decided to change. Every platform has a different name, so you can have fun finding it. And then JSB _TV on Twitter. And I'm just living life. Every day is a new day. And that's how we're going.
Blessings.
That is the most positive but negative sounding thing I've ever heard in my whole life. I liked it. The delivery was something else.
I strap in on the roller coaster of life and I just let her ride and see where she goes.
So. I'm just waiting to go back to sleep. That's my whole life. That's my motto. Waiting for my next nap. That's me.
Ooh,
you can find us here because you already found us. 631-397-0403. If you want to send us pictures or TikTok recommendations, or if you have a good Would You Rather, we'd love to hear that.
Pictures
I mean,
of
we're always
what?
Up for that. Exactly. Pictures of what? That's the $1 million question.
Well, we did
I'm leaving
get
it up
photo,
to them.
A photoshopped picture of Beetle doing some gun shows.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, Photoshop doing what? I'm not going to go anywhere.
We saw it.
That's going to do it. No, I saw it. You sent it to me. Yeah, right? Like, I don't want to know that. That's it for us. We are out of here. Enjoy the hockey playoffs. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. Enjoy F1 this weekend. Enjoy it.
Yes, baby.
All. Julie, thank you.
Enjoy
Paige.
Everything.
Better.
Thank you, guys. Yep. You're the best.
Upward
Love
trajectory.
The show.
All right. Love the show.
Goodbye.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.